It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don Corleone, I am honored and grateful that you have invited me to your daughter's wedding. On the day of your daughter's wedding.
That's it, Luca.
And I hope that their first child...
be a masculine child.
Be a masculine child.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got the final segment of Buzz coming up. The final Buzz is brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, everything is on sale now. Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing for the Salvation Army Ski Chalet with three locations. Online at SkiChalet.com. And it's O'Mara's Turkey Baster and Pajama Party.
Yes!
Celebrate your final moments with us before you have to hang out with creepy Uncle Steve.
You know, I think that's sad. I think Uncle Steve is not as bad as they think.
Brian is working on the promo. If his idea sticks, it's going to be very funny.
He's a funny boy, that
Brian.
He
is a funny boy.
He is.
It's O'Mara's Turkey Baster and Pajama Party, 9 to 11 at Hard Times Cafe and Q in Manassas. That's Doubletown, everybody. 7753 Sudley Road in the Best Buy Staples Shopping Center at Business Route 234. We'll have all the details, and we'll be giving you VIP passes to that party as well.
Oh, cool.
That include a Doubletown t-shirt.
Oh, that's excellent.
So we're throwing that together. But without further ado, let's get the last segment of news. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, with a full segment. The man, the legend, as he said to me, I have a lot to say.
I've got a lot of stuff.
Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Well, as you know, the people who make our laws and spend our tax money are in this heated debate over whether to bail out the big three car makers, and if so, how.
We'll talk about that tomorrow on the show as well. Mm-hmm. I'd like to open the phones up at the beginning of the show, see what people really think. I'm up in the air. I don't know. I'm a fence sitter when it comes to this particular issue, so I don't know
where I line up. I got to see what the results are expected from each plan, because I don't know. It's big business, Mike, and that's not what I do.
Maybe tomorrow with more information, we can have a discussion about that. If we don't, we'll table it till another day.
Well, some lawmakers say let them go bankrupt and let them make the changes they need to make to compete in this new reality of energy and economy. A new poll, however, shows 60% of Americans disagree, including President-elect Barack Obama. He says we have to save Detroit to save ourselves.
We're going to have to spend money now to stimulate the economy, and that we shouldn't worry about the deficit next year or even the year after. That short term, the most important thing is that we avoid a deepening recession.
Millions of American jobs are at stake, and not just in Detroit and Indiana, but in all 50 states that produce the metal, glass, plastic parts, and technology used to build cars. 1 out of 10 jobs in this country is auto-related. Objective observers have said as GM goes, so goes Wall Street and the rest of the economy. Some lawmakers say we should use a tiny percentage of that $700 billion Wall Street bailout. $25 billion would be about 3.5%. The White House now says it favors some kind of help for the car makers, just not from the $700 billion bailout.
I think one of the questions that comes to mind, I've heard people speak about the fact that if you bail them out right now, you're simply postponing the inevitable.
I've heard that too.
If this is a bailout that's going to result in getting new technology on board, and that these automakers are going to be able to come up with new technologies and this is going to kickstart them, I don't know. But then again, you also look at the oil prices, and with gas down, perhaps if the economy bottoms out and the Wall Street, I mean, it might be a chain reaction where they'd be able to prop themselves up. But the difference is the automakers are still going to have to help us get more environmentally friendly and less dependent on foreign oil.
The idea I've heard that makes me smile the most, maybe we can talk about this tomorrow, maybe we'll have more information, the idea of using the oil company profits to help bail out the automakers.
I love that.
Doesn't that make sense?
That makes me smile too.
Yeah,
What if we tricked the automakers into getting a loan if we gave them 0% financing for the first 24 months and wait,
I like that.
And we bought their old car no matter how much they owe on it.
I think that's a great idea.
Meanwhile, back on Wall Street, the top 7 executives at your bailout buddy Goldman Sachs have given up their huge year-end bonuses.
Well, that about time. Big deal. They've got more money than Jesus anyway.
Yeah, see, last year, for example, the CEO there got a $70 million bonus last Christmas. He's letting that go this time.
I heard they got a wee.
In fact, no, more $70
million. Oh, Rob. I must have, I don't know.
No, they actually got a pastry. Just like the one you were looking for before.
Goldman Sachs also paid record high bonuses this past year leading up to the bailout. And bailout buddy AIG is planning to shell out $500 million. Even now, AIG planning to shell out $500 million to its top employees in something that's known as deferred compensation.
All right. AIG doesn't get it.
No.
Obviously, Goldman Sachs, they're paying attention.
They kind of
AIG
get.
Is just steamrolling ahead. You mm-hmm. see,
absolutely.
There's a story about AIG every single mm-hmm. week.
This is where highly paid executives put off collecting some of their salary to avoid paying taxes on it until they retire to a lower tax bracket. AIG says it has to offer this to attract the kind of people who can really run a business into the ground. AIG promises that none of this $500 million payout comes from your bailout.
Hold on a
yes?
second.
What
yes,
do you got?
Mike.
What are you
Texter
from?
Writes, Mike,
mm-hmm.
I can teach you to find a winning slot machine.
Oh.
Free. That's from Spike in Reno.
You know what? I can give you the exactly what he's going to tell you in one sentence.
Spike in Reno.
Because people conceivably love to play machines two at a time, mm-hmm. and you have to play two at a time next to each other. Mm-hmm. They set up machines loose, tight, loose, tight, loose, tight, loose, tight. They always do.
Oh.
Find a machine that's paying out and then go and alternate. Every other one will be loose.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, I believe both of you.
It's from Spike in Reno, and I think he would know.
Yeah. And another question on Texter Rice, do you eat a whole turkey by yourself? F you! F you!
My answer to that, not again.
Not at one sitting. Mm-hmm. The credit crunch brought on by the crumbling of Wall Street has hurt everybody, and now it's jammed up T. Boone Pickens' plan for getting us off foreign oil.
I'm T. Boone Pickens. I've been an oil man all my life. And this is what I want. I want to come to your house. I want to put a windmill in your front yard.
Who are you?
I'm T. Boone Pickens.
T. Boone Pickens.
Thank you very much.
I would follow this man into a fire. That's how smart I think T. Boone Pickens is.
Buzz, I think that's a perfect name for that crazy get-rich-quick breakfast cereal you make. Credit Crunch.
Credit Crunch is fantastic. And they're shaped like little credit cards.
Or dollar signs.
Exactly.
So you're a T. Boone Pickens fan.
Oh, hugely so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. An extremely smart man.
He grows great weed.
The billionaire has a plan to create jobs, developing new energy technologies and tapping some energy sources that we already have, like wind and sun and natural gas.
Don't bogart that joint, T.
T-Boone.
T.
But even a billionaire needs startup money, and in this economy, there's none to be had. Pickens can afford to front a third of the money, but he can't get loans to cover the rest, so Pickens says that his plan is now postponed. But at 80 years of age, T. Boone Pickens hasn't given up, so neither should we. Pickens says he'll still be around when we start this project, and he's optimistic that as president, Barack Obama will get it done. The two of them have talked more than once about
now,
this.
Now, two times I've heard him say that in 10 years that we will not be importing oil from the Mideast. If that's good, and I believe him when he says that. Which tells me he has a plan.
Pickens says, don't let these temporarily lower gas prices fool you into thinking we don't have a problem.
This is great to have cheaper gasoline prices. No question about that. If there's anything that helps our economy is lower energy costs. So, but it doesn't mean that we've solved any problem.
He believes him.
Yeah. I got a question.
Yes.
Shoot. Does anybody know why gas prices are so damn low?
It scares me.
And Joe, my phones are screwed up. If you can fix that computer.
It's two reasons. It's the economy. It's the credit situation. It's also the fact that we are using substantially less oil and gasoline than we were using before.
I mean, this past weekend, I filled up the car, and I could not believe it. I mean, it was really the first time where it was high five time
after you fill up your car. I was near your place. I drove through Deviltown to get to Lake Ridge, Virginia.
Right.
And it was $1.79 at a Suburban Exxon.
I did $1.85 on mine. I was happy.
That, to me, is so low that it really is starting to sink in that there's something big. There's trouble.
A report out today said gas prices are lower than they've been in nearly 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, you know what? I remember when I was 12, it was $1.50, and that was a big deal.
Yep.
And so, I mean, we're close to like prices from nearly 30 years ago.
Anybody figure any of this crap out? I certainly can.
Here's the man who can save us.
Joe can do it. Absolutely.
If it ever.
Joe, can you ever make these computers stop like just quitting?
No.
The answer is no. If it ever appeared that a president would hit the ground running, it appears this next one will. Even before the election on November 4th, before the election, Barack Obama sent letters to the federal employees at the Departments of Labor, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and four other agencies spelling out his plans. He promised to remove the duct tape from the mouths of government scientists, to scale back on government contractors, and to give money back to agencies that have been so severely cut they cannot do their jobs. He was talking mostly there about the housing department, which he says he'll use from day one to address the country's biggest economic problem, housing, to stop the foreclosures. And this was all before the election. Today, Obama is building his administration, checking the finances of Bill Clinton to make sure there's nothing to keep Hillary from becoming and remaining Secretary of State. Obama met today with John McCain to talk about how they can work together to make government work more efficiently and more effectively without so much partisanship. The president-elect's top people were with him when he met with McCain. As
fix
they,
it!
As they were
please.
With
just fix it!
Hillary
I want
Clinton.
You to fix it!
Get your buzz. You get it all in.
Right.
All right. You're going to be okay.
No, we're doing
it's like a freight train out of control right
I'm,
now.
I'm watching it with great excitement. It's like being at the circus.
He's got more. I know. We got a few more minutes left. Get it all in.
Obama is clearly He's clearly working from a frenemies list, bringing former political rivals close, maybe for consultation, maybe for key jobs in his administration.
That's because he reads his history, and that is kind of what a lot of successful politicians have, that have become presidents have done. So I hope it works for him.
You get the vibe this guy is bright.
You know, we didn't talk about it today. We had tape from him on 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. So many people in the country
watched this.
Amazing.
The feeling of calm that I got watching him and his wife.
Agreed.
I hope that continues, and I hope that continues through 4 years and on to 8 years in the administration. It just felt so different. You felt this calmness. That's what they say about the guy. This is the leader. He's ready.
Really?
I mean, I just got that impression.
The only thing I got that was unresolved from that interview is who really does the dishes at their house. That's the only thing they couldn't seem to resolve.
He's just so down to earth.
He is.
I don't like to not being able to take a walk, you know? And then just the way he handled the thing about the mother-in-law. Brilliant.
It.
I mean, really fun. And it also encouraged me, a la JFK, when he's giving press conferences. Now I kind of look forward to that because it's going to be that same wonderful relationship, at least for a while,
hopefully,
with the press. And I hope there are no major scandals, which there always seem to be in an administration. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'll talk to you more about his speeches tomorrow. Let me tell you that Obama says there will be at least one Republican in his cabinet, much the same way President Lincoln surrounded himself with opposing views instead of just yes men.
Ted Stevens.
Yeah. Finally, not that Stevens. Finally, today's topic is complaints. A bank robber appeared in York, Pennsylvania in a bank Thursday morning before the teller's cash drawers had even been filled. When he made his demand, the first teller fainted. The second and third tellers then nervously showed him their empty cash drawers. The armed robber left the bank, but not until he threatened to file a complaint with management. There's complaining all over the place in St. Anthony, Idaho, where an effort's underway to kick the mayor out of office. He showed them. He stormed into last week's meeting, announced that he was resigning because he was tired of stupid citizens and the stupid people with whom he served on the city council. He told everyone to go to hell, and then he left. To the biggest applause of his political career.
There, bingo.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank author of the book Dogology, Vicky Croak.
Great.
Funny name. Very nice lady.
Good
she
lady.
Was great.
Get the book.
Also, Jerry Springer. Appreciate him. Tomorrow, just after 3, we'll have Commissioner Fukerton with our depressing Fantasy League update. And then Marissa Tomei from the movie The Wrestler and author of the book King of Sting. This guy is amazing. This guy, when you hear about this life.
Oh, Sting.
This guy is amazing. His name is Craig Glazer. And he'll be on the show, and you'll enjoy that.
We'll
be back tomorrow. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Devilstown Radio Network.
Yeah.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red. Yeah, I didn't write one tonight.
Oh, good.
Roses are red, violets are blue. We're coming to Devilstown. I hope you are, too.
Yay!
We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.